This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
There's enough going on in the skies, but not just the skies, underwater, that
travel at insane speeds and go undetected. And
these jinn.
Jinn is the force that is driving our world right now.
Mm-hmm. There is a whole world that we can't see that acts on people, a supernatural world that's acting on us all the time for good and bad.
This guy is, Allah, I tell you, he's searching.
And the prophet Ezekiel writes about it, right, in the first chapter, Wheels in the Sky.
Yeah, that's a crazy one.
Min al-jinni.
These are spiritual phenomena. There's no evidence they're from another planet. I mean, I think that's the op, that's the lie.
No other religion has the amount of authentic literature on this subject.
And there's a ton of evidence that are under the ocean and under the ground. So, like, with that fact set, what do you conclude?
وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ.
This guy right here,
this guy's trying to build a Dawah center in our country. I'm not talking to you right now. You're a solo. You're trying to build a Dawah center here. Islam is violent by nature.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. This is exactly why we need the Deen Center, because we have over 300 million Americans who know nothing about Islam, like this guy.
You want to have a talk?
Yeah, this guy's trying to build a Dawah center in our country. And Surah 9 is the most violent chapter of the Quran.
The Deen Center will be a source of light, a mega dawah center, an educational center, helping our brothers and sisters in humanity truly understand Islam and Muslims.
Assalamu alaikum, greens of peace. Welcome to the Deen Show.
Motivation when you're feeling low. Speak your heart and let the world know. Bro, this is the Deen Show. Discussions on what's really real. Look at our law hills, seeing transitions from another life. Like, look at our law guides, from the streets to Islam, reformed, letting old habits go. Inspiration from around the globe. Bro, this is the Deen Show.
Recently I was watching a interview on the Joe Rogan Show with Carl Tuckerson.
Deeper level is what are, okay, so if they're spiritual beings, which I believe they are.
And they were discussing the world of the supernatural.
Like, what are these things?
And it was very interesting. And it had me thinking, discussing this topic, because in Islam we have the world of the jinn.
Are they good or bad? And I think some of them are bad.
And they kept asking, what are these things that they classify as unidentified flying objects?
What is it, actually? I mean, now is sort of the point, yeah, you have to ask, like, what is this?
When we look at surveys and polls indicate that a significant portion of Americans believe in the existence of extraterrestrial life. For instance, in 2021, you have a Pew Research Center's survey found that about 65% of Americans think there is intelligent life on other planets. And additionally, there was another poll in 2020 by the IPSOS poll revealed that around 45% of Americans believe UFOs are real and have visited the Earth. Now, in this interview, Carl Tuckerson is letting Joe know that this is a big hoax, that they're actually on this planet and they're not from outer space. So this is a very interesting topic. We want to see if this fits the description of the world of the jinn. So I'm bringing on a specialist in this area, someone who has a whole series called The World of the Jinn. And when we come back, we'll play this clip and we'll come back with our next guest, have him watch some of these clips and see if we identify this as actually being the world of the jinn. And we'll cover much more from there. We'll talk about the story of the jinn. We'll talk about their influence over human beings, some of the evil and wicked things that they inspire human beings to do, how a person can actually, by doing many immoral things, can lead to their own possession by the jinn, and much more on this very exciting topic with my next guest. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I mean, here's what we do know, is that there's enough going on in the skies, but not just the skies, underwater, that the U.S. military has been forced to respond to it, to, like, move aircraft from one place to another because there are too many of these objects in the sky. That's actually happened. Chris Mellon just wrote a long piece about it. So it's real. The government is not controlling it. In fact, it's forcing the government, DOD, to respond. And we know that there is a real effort and has been underway for a long time to keep the public from knowing about it. But that's all known. That's established. I don't think any rational person would deny that. The question is, like, what is it, actually? I mean, now is sort of the point you have to ask, like, what is this?
Dr. Kareem Abu Zayd, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah. Good to see you again.
Good to see you again. So you've done a whole series on this called The World of the Jinn.
Yes.
And also, along with that, you have The World of the Angels.
Absolutely, yeah.
So we just showed one clip. We'll show a couple more and see if this, what they're talking about, because you see what he was saying is, what is this? So when we watch some of these clips, we'll get into the next one. If you can, from your expertise, studying this topic extensively, writing on it and making the series on it, would you say that this fits the world of the actual jinn? Could we do that?
Possible. Mm-hmm. Possible. I can't say for sure. When I started exploring the subject, you know, because it's a fascinating subject, always the unseen attracts the attention of people. I came across a beautiful book, which is really part of the series, written by a scholar named Omar Sulaiman al-Ashqar, not our Omar Sulaiman, but al-Ashqar. He died actually a couple of years ago. May Allah have mercy on his soul. And one of the things that really you know, touched me in his intro to this book, he said, subhanallah, America is spending so much money in order to discover life on other planets, but yet they have not fully you know, discovered the entire system where we live. He's hinting to the world of the jinn. That we have so much information about this world that America or the resources they are using, they are not using it in that place. You cannot imagine the amount of literature we have on the subject of jinn. We have a whole chapter in the Quran called Al-Jinn.
The entire chapter
in
the Quran.
Called Al-Jinn in Juz' Amma, in Juz' Suri Tabarak.
I think Carl Tuckerson would love. He probably watched this episode.
He should watch that.
Yeah. Actually, Joe Rogan also. They should watch
this.
The
jinn themselves speak. Yeah. They actually speak about themselves in this chapter. And one of the things that they say towards the end of the chapter, عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ فَلَا يُظْهِرُ عَلَى غَيْبِهِ أَحَدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the knower of the unseen, and He only allows certain people to have access to this unseen. And one of the unseen worlds that we have, which really interact with us in a way that is unbelievable. Imagine, you know, you go to your house and you enter the house, and if you don't say Bismillah, the jinni says, I got a place to sleep tonight. The jinni with you.
I mean, if you come in, you don't say in the name of God, Bismillah.
If you don't say Bismillah before you enter the house, the jinni is standing waiting for you to make that mistake.
Wow.
And when you begin eating and you don't say Bismillah, I got dinner too.
He's saying, I got dinner too, the jinn.
That's a hadith. That's an authentic hadith.
Yeah.
The Prophet told us about it. Where did the Prophet ﷺ get that knowledge? Is from the revelation.
And now you saw the Gallup polls, and you're seeing that people are just growing in their interest to see what is this unseen, identified objects
because
that are out there.
A lot of people are influenced by this creation.
Yeah.
Because the only way for you to protect yourself from this creation is tawheed, monotheism. Because he hates monotheism. Jinn cannot handle monotheism. Meaning that when you single out Allah to be your protector, and that manifests itself when you say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. When you say it, when you have resoluteness about it, He leaves you alone.
Mm-hmm.
He leaves you alone. Let's begin with the foundation here.
Before you go there, I'm going to play another clip here.
Sure.
And then we'll continue on. I got a couple of clips I want to show you to see what they're talking about. And what you're talking about, is this in sync now? Are we talking about the same creatures?
Right. I mean, the prophet Ezekiel writes about it in the first chapter, Wheels in the Sky.
Yeah, know, that's a crazy one. Boy, when you
It is crazy. If you read it, it's like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, and
a wheel.
Not just, you know, the Hebrew scriptures, like it's all over every...
Mm-hmm. The Vedic texts.
Of course. Mm-hmm. So these are spiritual phenomenon. There's no evidence they're from another planet. I mean, I think that's the op, that's the lie, that they're from Mars. Look, space, the atmosphere is really well monitored, right? Both for military, for defense reasons, but also because, like, it would be nice to know when asteroids are coming. And there's no evidence, has never been any evidence, that there are lots of these objects, these vehicles coming into our atmosphere from somewhere else, some other planet. There's no evidence of that at all.
Hmm.
So they're from here, and they've been here for thousands of years, whatever they are. And it's pretty clear to me that they're spiritual entities, whatever that means. They're supernatural, and which is to say supernatural means above the natural, above the observable nature. And they don't behave according to the laws of science as measured by people, you know. And they've been here for a long time. And there's a ton of evidence they're under the ocean and under the ground. So, like, with that fact set, what do you conclude?
What do you conclude? He's saying they're above the ocean, under the
ground. First of all, I really wish this guy, Tucker, whatever his name.
Yeah, Carlos, yes.
Comes across, you know, the Islamic view on this subject. I tell you, this guy, you know, the chances, if he reads this, to become a Muslim are really high.
Oh, you think if Carl Tuckerson...
I'd love for him...
If he was to look at and investigate...
First of all, his consciousness has waken up so good that he retired from that world of...
Fox News.
Well, and CNN, these orchestrated kind of, you know, sorcery, basically, to brainstorm people. And he decided to go on his own. That shows you that he has some consciousness there.
Yes.
Maybe that was the beginning, and hopefully if he reads what Islam has to say about jinn, I'm telling you, he will have an explanation for every little thing he's bringing up in this show.
Mm-hmm. One of the things they said was that he's saying that this is a lie, that they're coming from Mars and other places.
No, they are with us.
Okay, so this is your check right there. You're saying that, okay, so this confirms Islamically that the jinn are here on this earth. They're not from other planets.
Let's begin with the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created three races. Angels, jinn, and Adam, the human. Angels were created out of light. That's in a hadith. The jinn were created out of flameless fire, and we are created out of clay, dirt, water, all of that. Jinn were created before the human 2,000 years, which 2 days. You see, Allah created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, but these days in Allah's count are 1,000 each.
So he was just saying that they've been here for thousands of years.
Yeah,
so it's another confirmation.
They were here before us.
Yeah,
they existed before us, and but when they existed in Earth before the human. But you see, they have a shared element with the human, that they have the freedom to choose, that they actually could choose to be Muslims and to be kafirs, to be righteous and to be themselves. They said in Surah Al-Jinn, وَأَنَّ مِنَّ الصَّالِحُونَ وَمِنَّا دُونَ ذَلِكَ. Some of us are righteous and some of us are not. Some of us are righteous and some of us are not righteous. Point here is...
So they can choose.
Yeah, they choose like us. That's the shared element between us. Angels do not have that.
Angels are completely worshiping and righteous.
In a state of submission.
Yeah.
And that explains to you why... Most of the jinn, when they were placed on earth before the human, which was Wednesday, because we were created on Friday towards the end of the day, so 2,000 years, Because Allah said in the Quran, وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِّمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. A day with Allah is like 1,000 of what you count. So the 6 days you multiply 1,000, that's 6,000 years. So now there is a narration, an authentic narration by Abdullah ibn Umar, that they existed on earth 2,000 years, which is 2 days before Allah created Adam. Here is the interesting piece. They were all wicked, almost. The only one that really achieved righteousness and piety from his race was Satan, Iblis, which they call in English Lucifer. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upgraded him, elevated him. He said, because you chose with your own free will to be righteous and pious, I will have you accompany the angels.
So Lucifer, synonymous with Iblis.
Iblis.
Same thing.
The same thing.
Yeah, Lucifer, Iblis.
Which later became Satan, Shaitan in Arabic.
And that's translated in English as
devil.
The devil.
He became the devil. But initially he was a righteous guy. The righteous of his race.
Not the fallen angel.
No.
No, sir.
You see, he was upgraded with the angels as a reward.
Yeah, but he wasn't an angel.
No, that's a big mistake.
That's a mistake now, and that Islam is clearing up.
Unfortunately, a lot of Muslims endorse, the distorted Bible, biblical narrative of this, that mm-hmm. they say he's a fallen angel. No, he's never been an angel. And that was explicitly mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ. You see, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated him, he developed arrogance and pride, or what we call self-admiration.
Yes.
Oh, I'm the special one, you know, that like, I'm the special one. Mm-hmm. And Allah knew that in his heart. And that is why he envied Adam when Allah created Adam and commanded the angels to bow down to Adam. That's when he revealed his pride and arrogance. Mm-hmm. And that is why he was taken down. He was sent down again. But here is the interesting piece which has to do with Tucker was talking about the water. That when the jinn started shedding blood and killing one another and causing a lot of corruption on earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an army of the angels led by Iblis. At this stage he was Lucifer. He was still a good guy. And they expelled them to the sea.
Wow.
They actually, you're not to stay on earth, you go to the sea.
So these jinn are spreading corruption,
yes,
all over.
Yeah.
The earth at that time, or what was it called at that time? Earth, or
that is why, look at the verses, yeah. I think 40 in Surah Al-Baqarah,
yes.
When Allah informed the angels, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Allah informed the angels that I'm going to create some similar creation to the jinn,
yes,
meaning Adam, that he will have the freedom to choose. Immediately, the angels interjected by saying, they're going to do the same thing like they used analogy.
Yes.
قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء. Are you going to create another creation who will have the free will, who will do the same? Why don't you create?
Who's going to shed blood and corrupt,
like us,
sow corruption on the land?
That's the analogy. Yeah. Scholars ask, how did the angels derive this notion? They used analogy, because when you say a vice gerund, that means he will have the free will. Well, we already tried the jinn, and they messed up. You're going to try again another one?
Mm-hmm.
This is at this stage how they lead to corruption. And
but this is interesting what you said now, because he talks a lot about the water. All of this, what they're gathering, this information by the military government,
look at the water again. Look at the water again.
Yeah.
Iblis, after he went astray, you see, he was in the company of the angels. When Allah commanded the angels to prostrate to Adam, as a sign that they will be servant of Adam. So the angels prostrated except Iblis. And Allah asked him why. Then he revealed his, that I'm the special one. I shouldn't be bowing down to this. I thought I'm the guy here.
I'm the man. Yeah.
I'm the man here. I'm better than this new creation. So Allah sent him down. And then he begged for the respite, what we call an nadra. Can you let me live until the day of judgment? Now, he decided to exploit this time in misguiding Adam and his offspring. Now, he will use that army of the jinn that he expelled to the water in order to misguide Adam and in order to insinuate to Adam and his offspring. Here is the interesting piece, that every single day, Satan now, which is the devil, he's no longer now Iblis, he converted to, you know, Lucifer to Satan, because he's a devil now. His agenda is known now, that I'm after corrupting the world, basically. Every single day, he has a throne that he sets on water.
Now his throne is on the water.
On the water, because most of the jinn are living there to begin with.
And what they're talking about is the water. All this stuff's happening on the water.
Hadith Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhuma. This is the beauty of what we're saying, Eddie, is not some Tucker Carlson conclusion or something that you still have to, you know, second guess. قال رسول الله. You see that when you say قال الله قال رسول الله, when you say that, that's credible information, and that's the beauty of Islam. It doesn't leave you victim to these superstitions and these made up, you know.
All things. This is covered in Islam. We have all of these details about these jinn, the world of the jinn.
Authentic sources. Look at the hadith. Hadith Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhuma, Sahih Imam Muslim, the second highest transmitted book of hadith in authenticity. إن الشيطان يضع عرشه على الماء وذلك في كل يوم. Shaitan places his throne on water every single day. The jinn now, who are about to go and do their work, misguide human, he will give them the incentive. Whoever does the best job in misguiding Muslims today, I will give you a hug today. Or another wording, I will give you a crown, a prize.
Yeah. I'll crown you. He'll reward you.
I'll reward you. I want the best job here. And amazing, you know, you will find out that one of the things that really excite him at the end of the day is if he manages to separate a husband and wife. Yeah.
So this is one of the main goals here, separating, destroying society by destroying the home between husband and wife.
Well, if you destroy the first brick in the society, which is the family, you will destroy the society. Why our community is destroyed to begin with? Because our homes are not, needs a lot of rectification, needs a lot of fixing. I think the point I'm trying to make here is we have credible sources about this creation.
Yeah. So he discussed, we can check that off. He talks about what you're saying here. They've been around for thousands of years. You mentioned 2,000, according to the authentic
statement of a companion.
Companions.
Called Abdullah ibn Umar, the son of Umar ibn Khattab.
So we got that checked off here.
But you see, it's a statement of a companion, which we say mawquf. But Abdullah ibn Umar will never say something like that unless he heard it, because this is a matter of unseen.
Yes. They don't act according to the laws of science.
No. I mean, they have their own physics.
Yeah. A ton of evidence, he said. They are under the ocean, under the ground. So we just discussed
they have their own set of physics.
So two things that when he mentioned the ton of evidence that they are under the ocean, is the first fight now by the angels to drive them out into the ocean.
Yeah, that happened. Yeah, that's where they live.
And they live in they live in the ocean.
Yeah, that's their favorite place. So another favorite place is the garbage, the area where there's trash.
Where there's trash graveyards?
I wouldn't say graveyards.
Dirty places.
Dirty places. Yeah.
Okay, so you got and then you talked about the throne of the devil.
Yeah, the Satan has his own throne,
And he talks about.
He really wanna mimic astaghfirullah, yani, like Allah had a throne up there. He wanna have his own throne down there.
Yeah. All right. So I mean, this is like when you're putting the pieces of the puzzle together. When I saw this, I was like, wow, this is something that Carl Tuckerson, Joe Rogan, I mean, Carl especially now, since he's really fascinated with this, and the 65% of Americans.
You see, but whatever he's conveying here, Eddie, that 65%, like you were about to say.
Yeah, the Gallup poll. Yes, the poll.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they were, that's the Pew Research talking about Americans believing in this unseen.
You see, but the thing is, Islam tells you a little bit more than that. They are closer to us than being in an ocean doing some funny moves.
Yeah.
They are in your house. They are
these, what Carl's talking
yeah,
about. What,
yeah, they are in your house. Imagine every day when you wake up, there is a okay. What about going to sleep? There is a beautiful narration by Abu Huraira when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him to guard the sadaqatul fitr. You know the dates.
Yes.
And a jinni came to steal from it 3 days in a row. And look, when he caught him the third time and he decided to bring him to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the third day, he said, if you release me, I will give you a precious piece of knowledge. Mm-hmm. Before you go to sleep at night, recite Ayatul Kursi, which is one of the verses in Surah Al-Baqarah, 254. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, la ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. What happened if you recite that verse? Allah will send an angel who will expel the jinni who was about to stay with you all night.
After you recite this,
yes,
this ayah from the Quran.
Can you imagine that? When you go to sleep at night, and that's, you know, sometimes people, Muslims, they say, I'm having a hard time sleeping. And then a lot of us, you know, that we go into taking some medication actually to... Mm-hmm. All it takes is just recite Ayatul Kursi, because Shaitan comes and occupies that mind. The jinni mm-hmm. comes and makes you so occupied. But look at this. If you recite Suratul Kursi, Ayatul Kursi, the verse of the throne in Suratul Baqarah, an angel will come and will say to the jinni, what? Get out of here. In the morning, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told, in the morning, Abu Huraira told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam what exchange he had with the jinni. He said, although jinn lie, but what he told you is the truth. So he approved of that. طيب, look at this. When you wake up in the morning and when you leave your house, when you say, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That's the dua, the supplication that you make when you engage in the morning activities. And then you make that dua, Allahumma inni a'udu bika an adil aw udal, azil aw uzal, adlim aw udlam, ajhal aw yujhalu alay. Beautiful supplication. A jinni will call another jinni and he will say, leave this guy alone today. We have no control over him anymore. He freed himself from us. Let's go and find someone else who doesn't read that supplication. Mm-hmm. I think the point I'm trying to make is, you know, these activities in the water and under the water, that's another thing, that's another magnitude. But I'm talking about every day with you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if you have intimacy with your wife, and if you don't make the dua, the shaitan can have his share in your offspring.
Wow. This is amazing, because we have all the details now how you can be protected
yes.
from this unseen world
yes.
of the jinn. Let's get into another clip here with sure. Joe Rogan and Carl Tuckerson.
The template that you're using to understand this is like science fiction, right? These are an advanced race of beings from somewhere else. But the template that every other society before us has used is a spiritual one.
Mm-hmm.
There is a whole world that we can't see that acts on people, a supernatural world that's acting on us all the time for good and bad. Every society has thought this before ours. In mm-hmm. fact, every society in all recorded history has thought that until, I'll be specific, August 1945, when we dropped the atom bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and all of a sudden the West is just officially secular. We're God. There is no God but us. And that's the world that we have grown up in, but that's an anomaly. Like, no one else has ever thought that. There's never been a society that thought that. Every other society has assumed, and they've had all kinds of different explanations, and the details differ. But the core idea does not differ, never has differed from caves until now, that we're being acted on by spiritual forces at all times. And so to someone born before or living before 1945, I think it would have been much more obvious that this is the thing that every society has written about. Mm. And in fact, that battle, that unseen battle around us, that spiritual battle has like been the basis of every society, of every religion, not just Christianity. So like it just, once you discard your very, very recent assumptions, relatively speaking, about how the world works, you're like, well, that kind of seems like the obvious explanation, right?
This guy is, you know, Allah, I tell you, he's searching.
He's searching Carl Tuckerson.
And unfortunately, no other religion has the amount of authentic literature on the subject
on
of
the
Islam.
Subject that Carl was talking about with Joe Rogan.
No other religion.
You got to look into this, Carl, looking yeah. it from,
no other
religion. From the
Allah,
Islamic
Allah guide him.
Side. I mean,
I can tell that he's really into this.
So he's very passionate about it.
Yeah.
So he's got one component that he probably hasn't looked into. We're discussing the world of the jinn. The more he's talking about this, where he says this is a whole world we obviously we don't see acting on us for good and bad.
Innahu, look at this. Innahu yarakum. Innahu, he sees you, in reference to their head, Satan. Him and his hosts and his helpers, why you don't see them?
This is God Almighty Allah saying in the Quran.
That.
So he sees you, you don't see him.
You don't see them. That's actually their strength. Their strength that you're fighting an enemy that you do not physically see. Mm-hmm. And they have so much influence on you that they can influence your mind, your thought, what we call waswas, insinuation.
Wow.
He can actually force you to think in a certain way and think of doing crazy things.
Would that equal what we see on nightly news, where you see something, you know, unimaginable, a mother decapitates her child
or drowning their kids
and
she believes she's doing the right thing? Where that thought would come from but from insinuation of shaitan,
these jinn that he's talking about?
Yes, they make you think in a certain way.
He talks about this is an unseen battle.
But
yeah,
we don't want to sit here and you know and give them that, you know, that status,
mm-hmm.
without pairing this, that defeating them is so easy, but your only source is Allah. And that is why, by the way, when people call you and call me in person, I think some of them watch these videos on that series and they think I'm the expert guy.
Like, the series that you did.
And yeah, the world of the
world
of the jinn. Because I have some knowledge of it, that means so they approach you like you can. No one can help you. When you're possessed by a jinni, or when you have the influence of the jinn on you, the only one can help you is Allah. And the means to do that is adhkar, is salah, is to go back and perfect your monotheism.
I don't think any Muslim practicing should ever be neglecting adhkar. I mean, this is like suicide. I mean, to be...
At this time and age?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, to...
At least the minimum of it.
Minimum.
It doesn't have to be...
The three quls, ayatul kursi, you
the
have
minimum.
To be...
The minimum.
Be.
Yeah. But completely, you're becoming an open target to them.
That's like not having your doors and security system on when you have criminals trying to break in.
Why would Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam every night would recite the three qul, and he would do something with his hands on his... And when he got ill, Aisha radiallahu anha would do that.
Yeah.
Because of this.
And people can... Carl Tuckerson and other people out there, if they're wondering what we're talking about, these are the last three
chapters
of the Quran. Go read the meaning right now. You see,
yeah, 112, 113, 114.
Yeah.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ.
You talk about this these jinn, this unseen world of the jinn, that obviously by now, are you identifying this as what he... Because they're not calling it a jinn. But are you, with your expertise, would you connect this to the jinn that he's describing? What else can it be?
I mean, you see, Allah told us about three unseen worlds who interact with one another.
Mm-hmm.
The human, the angels, and the jinn. There is interaction.
The what? The human?
The human race,
yes.
Me and you. The angels, they
the
interact
angels?
With us too.
Yeah.
The angels interact with us too. We have angels who guard us, who have angels. I mean... You remember we used to have in America some show called Touched by an Angel, something,
okay.
You know.
So we believe in that also, the guardian angels.
Yeah, we believe that. There is an angel to your right, there is an angel to your left, there are other angels who guard you.
This is fascinating for people.
And,
yeah.
And the third race is the jinn. These are the three races that we know about in existence.
Okay, so can we conclude, they are talking about, Carl Tuckerson and Joe Rogan, they're talking about the jinn. Well, what else? It's either aliens or the djinn. What's the aliens?
I don't think there is no such. No, I was.
They talk about the water.
I was invited at one time. I remember this 14 years ago.
Yes.
To speak in a university in Colorado.
Yeah.
And the subject was the aliens. I told them, listen, there is no such a thing. Those are the djinn.
There are no such thing as aliens.
Those are the djinn.
Those are the djinn. So they're talking about Carl Tuckerson is talking about the djinn.
They looked at me like I'm, some wacko, like.
You're wacko, but they believe in the aliens.
You see, you have enough, these guys, the djinn, they have enough force to do stuff like Carl like Tucker is describing.
Yeah,
they run so fast up to the heaven. They are so quick. They also, here is the interesting piece, they also can manifest themselves in a physical form, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated. Black dogs, snakes, donkeys, but again, I don't want the viewers to assume that every black dog is a jinni here. Mm-hmm. Could possibly, but this is their most comfortable form. And some other wording, also black cats. So they, through that physical form, they can actually do things. And by the way, we have an authentic hadith fi Sahih al-Bukhari that one night, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was praying tahajjud. The jinni manifested himself in a way and started distracting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He started distracting him, taking his attention away from salatu tahajjud. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam caught him. And this is the thing, if a jinni embody himself in a physical form and you catch him in that form, you can subjugate him to you.
If you catch him in this form.
You can do whatever you want to do with him. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam caught him, caught the jinni. He said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the extent that I could feel the witness of his tongue in my hand. Obviously he caught him from the tongue. And look at this beautiful piece. He said, I was about to bring him in the morning to the masjid and tie him in one of the pillars of his masjid so the kids in Medina can have a good time with him.
Yes.
Play with him, mess around with him. Has it been for me remembering the supplication of my brother Sulaiman? What is the supplication of Sulaiman?
Prophet Sulaiman. Solomon.
Prophet Sulaiman. What was his supplication? One of the things that Sulaiman requested, O Allah, bestow upon me kinship, power that no other human until the day of judgment is entitled to. So Allah gave him the subjugation of the jinn. One of his elements of kinship, that the jinn are going to be serving you without having to compromise your faith. Because there is a notion out there that people can deal with jinn without compromising their Islam, their tawheed, their monotheism, your dreaming. No jinni will be able to help you or supply you with information that can help your business, your market, unless you disbelieve in Allah. Unless you disbelieve in Allah. Not just in words.
Yes.
In action.
In action. So we covered a lot here. We covered the story of the jinn. We covered the it not being a fallen angel. We covered, there's a whole chapter in the Quran named after, named the jinn. Let's touch upon this, which is very interesting, that committing fornication through porn and other things, that a person at their climax or excessive anger, that someone can open the door for now possession.
Yes.
Of the jinn. Is that correct?
So
the jinn possessing you.
So the jinn insinuate, you could expel that insinuation by a'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. But the most devastating of them all, that when he actually embody you, possess you. Now, that possession, the times which you indicated are the most vulnerable.
That's when you're vulnerable.
Very.
You're the weakest.
That he can actually penetrate you.
Wow. This.
And you notice that when the Prophet ﷺ advised us that when we get so angry, the climax, like you mentioned, of anger, change your position. If you're sitting down, stand up. If you're standing up, sit down. Why? Because that would discomfort the jinni, because he's trying to get comfortable and get you to do crazy things. But when you move your position, you would do that. Yes, we make ourselves liable to the world of the jinn when we, first of all, abandon tawheed.
The pure absolute monotheism.
Shirk is a key here.
That means worshiping other than the creator.
Yes, that's when he really gets to you.
Worshiping a human being, an angel, a messenger, Jesus, peace be upon him, or anything other than the creator.
The scholars say that, he's...
Or even worshiping Muhammad. You can't worship nobody. You can't worship nobody except the one who created
Allah subhanahu creation.
Yes.
The scholars, they said what? They said, the force of the jinn is unseen to you. So, in turn, to protect yourself from the unseen force, you must call in another unseen force to deal with the unseen force.
All right.
Who's the unseen force?
Allah, the creator.
Allah.
Allah.
And he may send an angel who's unseen to you as well. But if you try to fight the jinn, you tell me if you're going to fight the jinn, tell me how are you going to do it?
So when you have people making a business out of this, you have even some imams. You'll have people who will say, okay, do X, Y, and Z. And then they do very strange things. Things that, nowadays people are actually falling for this. Have you heard of some strange things? Can you give an example?
Here is one of the funniest things.
Yeah.
When some of these brothers or sisters who call you and they tell you, I decided to go to that person to help me with my jinn position or hasad, because that's another, hasad also is jinn. The evil eye, it calls a jinni in. Mm-hmm. The evil eye, when I look to you with an evil eye, it calls a jinni in.
Wow.
It also has to do with the jinn.
So an evil eye, what is that? If somebody who
The rage of the evil eye.
Someone's looking you with malicious evil. They want evil for you.
Yeah. The rage that comes from that evil eye calls the jinn. The jinn, come, let's go. Wow. There is some work to do. So when people, try to find treatment or cure from such things, although I tell them the only one who can cure you is Allah, so they go to these brothers who are really making money out of this,
and they'll have you sacrifice an animal or
not
something.
Not only that, they tell you, listen, I'm dealing with a Muslim jinn, I'm calling the Muslim jinn. You see, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that one of their attributes. How do you know that he's a Muslim jinn? That's the thing.
So is he fooled, this imam? This
he's
person,
fooled.
Or he's actually actually a devil.
Do you think
himself?
The jinni, in order not to trick you, he's not going to claim to be a Muslim? We have human who claim to be Muslims and they are hypocrites.
Is this just the imam?
In order to harm the Islam and Ummah.
Is this just his lack of knowledge and understanding?
Lack of knowledge and, longing for extra livelihood. Because it's a business.
It's a business.
Yeah. It's a business.
So they give you these things to put around your neck. What are they called?
Amulet and all this. Or like you mentioned, go and sacrifice.
Yeah.
They tell you crazy things.
Have you had any personal experience? People coming to you and telling you, like, hey, I was going to this person. He was
I tell them, don't do that. And they tell you to do crazy things, like bring paper and read paper and get paper. And brother, that's a sci-fi stuff.
Yeah.
Islam tells you, these are superstitions.
Yeah.
This is unseen force. No one has access to it except the unseen power which comes to you from Allah.
So anything that's strange like that, what would you tell people watching right now? That how can they identify something that they should run from?
Don't even entertain them. Anyone. Listen, here is the rule. Here is the rule.
What's the rule?
The rule that if someone claims that he deals with the jinn, this person himself is no longer a Muslim.
If what? If he's...
That sheikh is no longer a Muslim.
If he's saying what? That he's...
If he claims...
Yeah.
That he is employing the jinn to help people. This person, if he is...
Wow.
Truthful.
SubhanAllah.
About his claim, he has to compromise his faith, his Islam, his tawheed, in order for the jinn to serve him to begin with.
So he left Islam.
And that was mentioned in
what you said earlier. It's not just
verse,
by tongue's action. There
is a verse that I'd love. Please share that verse on that show.
Uh-huh.
Verse 102 chapter 2.
Chapter
Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 102, which is called the verse of sorcery. وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانَ وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانُ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْنِ بِبَابِلَ هَارُوتَ وَمَارُوتَ وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ. Look at the middle of the verse. Allah sent two angels to test the human. Listen, we're going to give you some extra qualities that would exceed you to your human. Jinn, we're going to help you. But if you decide to learn that from us, you're going to have to disbelieve. وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَقُولَ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ. We're a fitna, don't disbelieve. If you choose to disbelieve, that's exactly what they do with these mashayikh. The only one, like I mentioned a minute ago, that Allah subjugated the jinn to him without having to compromise his monotheism, his tawheed, his Islam, is Sulaiman. Because he made the request.
So here, this is the ayah you're talking about.
Yes.
And they followed instead what the devils had recited during the reign of Solomon.
Who they follow? Those are the Jews, Bani Israel.
Yeah.
They claim that Prophet Sulaiman ran his kingdom through the jinn. Through the jinn. And he had to disbelieve in order to do that.
So they're saying that the children of Israel are accusing
Sulaiman of disbelief. وَمَا كَفَرَ. Read.
So now this is Allah clearing up his name now.
Right. Absolutely.
So he says it was not Solomon who disbelieved, but the devils disbelieved, teaching people magic and that which was revealed to two angels of Babylon.
Yes, Harut and Marut.
Harut and Marut. But the two angels do not teach anyone unless they say, we are a trial. So do not disbelieve by practicing magic. And yet,
That's what the jinn tells that sheikh when he wants to employ them.
Wow.
Don't disbelieve.
Subhanallah.
You want to disbelieve? That's our condition to help you. And they will not only request you to disbelieve in words, because you know we're allowed as Muslims, we have that license. Man kafara billahi min ba'di imani illa man ukrama wa qalbuhu mutma'in bil iman. As long as your heart is settled in faith, you may utter. No, we want you to do actions. We want you to take the Quran to the bathroom and clean yourself with it after you urinate or defecate. We want you to put blood on the Quran, step on the Quran. So you must showcase your disbelief to them in order to serve you. And not only one time, by the way. Any time that they come to serve you, okay, are you still with us? Or
they
what?
Want to confirm, yeah, confirmation.
Wow. They want to verify.
And yet, continue on this chapter 2, 102 of the Quran. And yet they learn from them that by which they cause separation between
again,
man and his wife.
Remember Satan when he incites the jinn.
So this is the magic.
But this is through magic. So through evil eye, I'm sorry, through evil eye. So they learn from them sorcery with which that they can divide a husband and wife. There is a type of sorcery that's called the tu'ala, which has to do with love. That your wife would look at you like she hates you when she looks at you because of the sorcery that they do on her. And likewise you.
But they do not harm anyone through it except the permission of Allah.
Here it is. وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. That's what we rely on as believers. They will never inflict harm upon you unless Allah wills for this harm to come to you. That's why you should connect with who?
Your creator.
Through the means.
Yes.
Not words. Adhkar, Quran, Tawheed, Salah. All of that is protection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the people learn what harms them and does not benefit them. But the children of Israel certainly knew that whoever purchased the magic would not have in the hereafter any
because
share.
Because he's no longer a believer. He's a kafir.
And wretched is that for which they sold themselves, if they only knew.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a guest on some time ago, and he was talking about This is a Christian pastor, and he was talking about them in Babylon and the magic, digging and
that's
looking.
That's the verse.
This is the verse.
Yeah, that's the verse. Yeah, Harut and Marut, they were in Babel, in that area. Yes.
Subhanallah.
Yeah, yeah.
So here we have, this is such a profound verse.
Because they were expelled from Palestine at the hands of that king, Nabuchodonosor, after David, Dawood, and Suleiman, because they went astray after them. You know, I always use this example, you know. Imagine your leader, who's really a prophet, Prophet Suleiman,
yes,
controls the jinn, the devils. So imagine what kind of society you have. Like one of the most fascinating things about Ramadan is what?
The devils are locked up. The main heads of the devils are locked up.
Yes, are chained. But look at the same thing. After Suleiman died, what happened to these jinn? Like what Muslims do on the day of Eid, they go out there because the jinn are what? Are back active again.
Yes.
So after Suleiman died, they actually went into worshipping idols. Bani Israel, we're talking about the Jews in Palestine.
Yeah.
So Allah punished them by sending Nabuchodonosor, that king, who came from Babel, who actually took them as prisoners of war. And he enslaved them in Babel. And that is the place where those two angels descended to test them.
Mm-hmm. Wow, this is very, very
profound. This subject is fascinating, man.
It is. I tell you, a couple more questions before we conclude. So
sure.
You also mentioned the separation of husband and wife, family, immorality, zina. I mean, all of the wicked, evil things that destroy society, homes. This is.
I want to tell you something.
This all stems from these devils, these jinn.
Jinn is the force that is driving our world right now, but the embodiment in a human form. Mm-hmm. Those are the people who are running the world now. You see, the moment that you sideline faith, which supply you. And here is this guy. You know, he's singing in a world that no one is going to hear him. You know, but meanwhile, if you bring religion back into life from credible, authentic sources about this subject, people are going to believe you. People are going to believe what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And they're going to act upon it. He's calling upon now the people to come back to the. But where is the source? The source is in Islam. Allah, subhanallah, that's one of the subjects that is exclusive to Islam.
Where are they going to go at the end of this discussion? 12 million people viewing this. Tucker Carlson talking
about. For them to get a clear, crystal clear view of the subject, their only way is Islam.
Only Islam.
Only Islam.
But he talks about this being mentioned in other religions.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
The jinn at the time of Suleiman, they always existed. They existed before us.
Uh-huh.
But the amount of information that we have as Muslims on this subject is...
No other religion.
We know what they eat. We know what they eat.
You're not going to find that in any other...
No. We know what they are after. We know what kind of agenda they have. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, banned us from using the bones to clean yourself with, because he said this is the food of the Muslim of the jinn.
So if you're out in nature somewhere,
in the nature, whatnot, don't use that, because that's their food.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Unlike the jinni who will enter the house, and if you don't say Bismillah, he is going to say, I had a place to sleep. And if you don't say Bismillah before you eat, I have a meal too.
Yeah.
I mean, we know everything about them. But that knowledge has to be turned into actions to protect yourself from them.
I think this is a fascinating topic. I think many people who, especially... Tuckerson, if he watches this, I mean, and hopefully he's inspired to look more into this topic through the Islamic lens.
The beauty of the Islamic lens is, you know, that you're saying something that Allah told you.
Yes.
Because this is a world of unseen.
It's so much speculation. It's guesswork.
You can do that.
Yeah.
You have to have a source that indicates what they do exactly.
In one of the other segments here, he talks about them letting people see them. Do they want people to see them, or because they're the world that unseen?
If they are far away like that, why not?
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, Their job is to scare you, by the way, to intimidate you, mm-hmm. is to get to you. But I want to, you know, maybe that would be the best.
Did you see when they had the naval officers with all the naval ships with all their equipment, and they spotted something?
Right.
Did you see that not too long ago?
Yeah.
You saw that? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I want to conclude with this, and, yeah. and that goes to the brothers who, you know, doubt the preservation of the revelation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is one of the things that the jinn said in that chapter. وَأَنَّا لَمَسْنَا السَّمَاءَ فَوَجَدْنَاهَا مُلِئَتْ حَرَسًا شَدِيدًا وَشُهُبًا. And by the way, we would go up to the heaven, and then we'd find it filled with guards and shooting stars.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. وَأَنَّا كُنَّا نَقْعُدُ مِنْهَا مَقَاعِدَ لِلسَّمَّةِ. In the past, before sending of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we used to go there and ear drop, sneak, spy on the angels, so that we can hear some unseen commands and take them to what? Remember that sheikh who decided to employ
yeah.
them?
Uh-huh.
It's one lie, and then he would add
mix it with
so many lies. Look at this. فَمَنْ يَسْتَمِعِ الْآنَ يَجِدْ لَهُ شِهَابًا رَصَدًا. Whoever goes now to steal, he will have a shooting star. I mean, the shooting stars that we see, this is a manifestation of jinn. This is a jinni who's trying to steal a piece of information. And Allah is guarding, because after the Quran, no. Because I want to protect the Quran. The jinn are not going to have anything to do with it. You're getting that?
Absolutely.
So when you see a shooting star, that's again a jinni related, not under the water only. Up there, when you see a shooting star, this is a jinni who's attempting to spy on the angels, and Allah would send a star to strike him.
Listen, in conclusion, we're like I started off with these, with the data showing more and more people are believing in life outside of this planet, aliens, but here, this is more concrete based on evidence and proof.
We call this ghaib.
This is the world of the unseen.
The world of the unseen.
But we have evidence
yes.
here, like no other religion, no other way of life.
Every
concrete
piece of information, I challenge anybody. And by the way, if you find out that I said something that is not...
These are not legends. Like
no. If I please correct me. Every piece of information I shared on this show is substantiated by evidence. Allah said, the Messenger said. And the understanding of the first three generations. That's how they understood
mm-hmm.
these pieces of scripture.
And for people who want to learn more on this, they can go and watch your series.
Yeah, my name Karim Abu Zaid, my YouTube, and there is a series there. I think there is a playlist under the Right Belief series called The World of the Angel and the Jinn. I think I divided them, I'm not sure.
And before we close, what advice would you have for Carl Tuckerson and the like, his fans, Joe's
first
fans?
First of all,
and
may
others.
Allah guide him.
Ameen.
Ya Rab, wallahi, yani, subhanAllah. I really started to, subhanAllah, I always, you know, resented this guy when he was on Fox, because you can tell that he's Islamophobe, you know. But subhanAllah, since he decided to leave that world of news world, where you're really influenced, like
the corporate media, yeah.
Yeah, like corporate media, like Mahdi also did the same thing recently, this guy, Iranian guy. So, you know, in a way, he's waking up.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really enjoyed also that interview that he made with that Christian priest in Palestine, in Gaza.
Yes.
That was, for me,
you
was,
saw that? Yeah.
Yeah, that was, you know, somehow it's not just about Zionism, is not just about Muslims killing Muslims. They are killing Christians
also, yes.
I mean, this was a message that really hurts so many people. People didn't like to hear that. They thought that they are just killing Muslims, so let them kill Muslims. But this is another step up there, so may Allah guide him.
Ameen.
But again, guidance is there for grab. Maybe if someone hears me, can bring that book. There is a book, actually, The World of the Jinn, by that author, Al-Ashqar, Omar Sulaiman Al-Ashqar.
Yeah.
It's in English, translated into English. Maybe he can pass it on to him. It's beautiful, yeah. Piece. Yeah.
And Islam is something simple to understand. Worship the creator, not the creation. Yeah. One and only one God. Yeah. Absolute monotheism, as yes. you were talking about, and being yeah. morally upright. Simple message, yeah. easy to understand.
Yeah, simple. He's not going to compromise anything that he believes. It seems like he believes in something.
Yeah.
He's not going to give up any of this up. Actually, that will better his beliefs.
It'll enhance him, yeah.
Enhance it, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for letting us go over this with you and covering this very interesting topic. Mashallah. Amazing.
Jazakallah khair.
Hamdulillah. And thank you guys for tuning in. And if you'd like to read this chapter of the jinn, we'll get you the Quran. Yes, we'll get you the Quran for free. Go to thedeanshow.com and we'll send you the Quran and you can open it up straight to that chapter called the jinn that we're discussing here in this episode. Subscribe if you haven't already. And we'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. We know there are many benefits to the use of black seed. That's why I use the black seed by Tasneem. And 50% of the profits from your order will go towards establishing the Deen Center, the Masjid and Mega Dawah Center. Use promo code The Deen Show for 15% off.